Activity 32B. Story time. Listen to the story and write the numbers. The Cat Who Steals Slippers.
In a small village somewhere, there are small houses. All the houses are white, all the roofs are red, and all the windows are green. The village is very tidy. But the children who live in the village are very untidy. Every evening before they go to bed, they never put their slippers in the right place. They leave them everywhere. One morning, the children couldn't find their slippers. Janezek asked his mother, "Where are my slippers?" Mum said, "You didn't tidy them yesterday, so the cat who steals slippers took them away, love." Janezek asked, "Where can we find her?" Mum replied, "She lives in a cottage in the forest." The children stood at the door barefoot and in colourful pyjamas. Janezek called across the road to his friend, "Spelza, come over to my house." Spelza answered, "I can't. The cat has taken my slippers away." "Tine," they both called, "come over." Tine answered the same. "Let's find the cat's home," suggested Janezek. They decided to find the cat, and off they went. They left the road and walked barefoot across the dewy grass. In the middle of the forest, they found a white house with a red roof and the windows full of flowers. There was a notice on the door. It read, "The Cat Who Steals Slippers." The cat heard the children, and she opened the door. She asked,
"Hello, dear children. What would you like?"
"Our slippers," cried the children. She invited them inside. There were a lot of blue, red, and other slippers on the shelves. What a tidy house! The children fell silent.
"Come on, take your slippers," the cat said.
But it wasn't easy. The slippers were all clean and mended. Finally, the children found their slippers. Only Bobek couldn't find his, so the cat helped him.
"When the winter comes, I'll make you a new pair of slippers," she promised.
The other children heard that and cried,
"Me too! Me too!"
The cat waved and promised,
"Okay, I'll make them for all of you."
She closed the door, but she watched them through the window. They were so cute in their colourful pyjamas and blue and red slippers. Bobek, the youngest, was the last. Today it's snowing, and the cat who steals slippers is making slippers for the children from the small village. But who knows if the children will put them in the right place?